This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, I think one of the advantages that I have is I get to talk to a lot of teams and a lot of personnel people. And it just seems like the prevailing consensus opinion is that Jaden Daniels is the second best quarterback in this draft. I think there have been people that could argue that he's the first best quarterback in this draft. I think Drake May's got a lot of support. I think J.J. McCarthy's got a lot of support. I'm a big J.J. McCarthy fan myself as a Michigan man. I just think that, I mean, I go through all my notes from all the personnel directors and tell you what they're saying. And to me, it looks like Jaden has got a lot of support to be the second quarterback picked in this draft. I think Washington sees, by the way, it's not like somebody from Washington said to me, hey, we're leaning towards Jaden Daniels. I'm adding up all the things that you kind of hear along the way, process all the information you get along the way. And to me, again, as I've said, the signs point to Jaden Daniels. Let's see if it turns out to be right.
Hawks Havens podcast with Adam Schefter. Welcome back, G&D on the Fan. You heard him say at the end there, he's not talking to anybody with the Commanders, but he's obviously talking to somebody who he feels good enough about the intel that they're providing to make it pretty clear that he thinks Jaden Daniels is going to Washington. And look, he's been saying this everywhere for a few weeks. I'm not suggesting this is the only evidence of Jaden Daniels to the Commanders, but the betting markets right now have him going there, which is always pretty telling. Sometimes everybody's wrong, and there is a surprise. We're asking you at 800-636-1067, are you buying the rumors? Are you buying the hype? Do you think that the Commanders have settled on Jaden Daniels? And Danny and I disagree a little bit. What's funny is I think you want them to take Daniels if you have your druthers, and you're not necessarily believing that that's what's happening. And I would take May over Daniels, and I do think that they're going to take Daniels, which is just kind of interesting to me.
Probably turn my mic on. It is to me, too. I don't know if it's like a pessimistic viewpoint. I don't know how I've arrived at this conclusion, to be honest with you. I think I'm probably, if I'm self-evaluating here, which you and I often will do, right? We'll put on a reflection trunks, take a swim in Lake Mead. I feel like I'm probably overrating what happened with the coaching search and trying to apply it to something else. I just know how jaw-dropping and crazy that whole thing was when it wasn't just some, hey, this makes sense, this might happen. The whole world knew, and I'm putting new in quotation marks, knew that this wasn't how the coaching search was going to go, and then it did, right? I think I'm putting way too much stock into that as it kind of applies to this draft. I think they marched to their own drum here. I think they've this front office, this regime, this ownership group, they're not going to do the thing where they come down from on high and Josh Harris is like rubbing elbows with Adam Peters going, you know, it would be really easy for us to market the Heisman Trophy winner. I want to buy everyone a beer. Like, they're not doing that. They're not doing yacht picks. They're like, they're going to let the football people do the thing. And the football people have their own criteria. They've got their own set of things that they're looking for. How, why, where. They've got a plan. And it just feels to me like this group likes Drake May. And I may be putting too much stock in them moving on from Sam Howell as maybe a sign for that. Again, I'm reaching.
Feels like they like Drake May, based on what? Like, where does that come from?
It comes from how quiet it all is, right? It's like that. It's like
so you're just assuming the lack of any evidence is the evidence.
Which, by the way, is not a great argument. It would not hold up in court. It would be shot down immediately. But that's my feeling. Again, it was this. It wasn't until they were like, oh, my God, we need to plant some stories and let people know that we like Dan Quinn and it might be him before we even consider that an option. You know what I mean?
Here's the only, if I really want to put foil on my head and do a tinfoil hat thing, the only thing I could come up with is if Drake May's definitely their guy, okay, they could get the word out as best they can to anyone and everyone who will listen that they like Jaden Daniels. By any means necessary, like telling other people, hoping that they tell Adam Schefter, or just using Schefter himself or Rap Sheet or anybody else, hoping that, say, New England loves Jaden Daniels. And then all of a sudden they call New England. And now New England knows Washington's taking Jaden Daniels. And they go, hey, we're willing to move back one spot if you want to come up. And if, just hypothetically, the rumors were that they were in on May, that they really liked Drake May, if that word got out, and the Patriots, let's say, wanted Jaden Daniels, then maybe the Patriots go, no, we're good, we're staying put. But if they really want Daniels, and the idea is that Daniels is going to Washington, now maybe you could still have your cake and eat it too. Where if J.J. McCarthy's their guy, you move back to three and you can get him. Or if it is May, you move back to three and you can get him. That's the only thing I can come up with as to why the team, and I don't think they're talking a lot to anyone outside the building, mm-hmm. but it's why the team could benefit from all the noise on Daniels. It's the only thing I could come up with if, in fact, they aren't in the Daniels business. But I think when the draft comes in 10 days, the number two pick, Washington's on the clock, pick is in, Goodell walks up to the podium, and he's dapping up Jaden Daniels, who's putting on a burgundy hat walking across the stage. That's my best guess.
It's a very reasonable guess, by the way. And I'm trying to figure out exactly why I think what I think. And it's not a great case. I'm very aware of that. Again, this, as I'm saying, this wouldn't really hold up to really good cross-examination or otherwise. It's that feeling that this, as a matter of policy, not sometimes, they're not picking and choosing when they do this. This feels like this front office, this regime, as a matter of policy, is not saying anything to anybody. And just that's, I think they're not going to bend the rule for the draft, or they're not going to change a little bit when somebody wants to know, hey, what position is, Jeremy Chinn going to play? Is he going to be in the box at all? They're going to say, we're happy to have him. Like, they're not going to spill the beans on anything as a matter of course. So they're trying to do the thing where if we do it right in April, we're going to do it right in September and so on down the line. It just feels to me that secrecy is the name of their game.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.